Members of the Pacific Northwest Division of Family Practice are hoping to bring a detox and drug treatment facility to the region. They are hoping to gain the support of the Regional District of Kitimat-Stikine to form a task force to develop a business plan. Human costs have formed the basis of the argument for years, but TARES Councillor James Cordero hopes a business plan will garner better results.
The human cost is self-evident. Now we need the component of the financial cost, because the reality is it costs money to build a facility and it costs money to staff a facility. And you're going to have to prove out, you know, not only how do you build a facility, but how do you staff it? The city and the region have been making an argument based upon the human cost of a facility for more than a decade. What's been missing is having a financial argument. So that's the gap that we're trying to fill.
Cordero says having a facility anywhere in the Northwest would help address roadblocks to care, such as transportation and bed availability.
I would support a facility wherever in the region professionals think would be most appropriate. There's a point to say, if somebody has to travel too far for treatment, it's not effective. Things happen in transit, which is what we see with people being effectively forced to go to Prince George.
Councillor Cordero pitched the idea to the district, and a meeting with the division has been tentatively planned for July 27th.